Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. Today is question 6. What will my uniform look like? Have you ever tried getting ready to go out and you're not able to decide what to wear? You end up with clothes all over the floor and then noticing that you're running late, it just adds pressure. Well, here's some good news. School uniforms mean you don't even have to think about it. Uniforms are actually a good idea because they make us look the same so that we feel like we belong, and they even help us to conquer some tricky skills like tying a tie. I can remember how much practice that took, so if you have to wear one, don't leave that until your first day. Uniform can also feel odd, especially when it's new. You feel like everyone can spot the kid with the baggy blazer because the adults at home have said, well, it's got to last. So you can't actually see your hands for the first term while the arms are way too long. That's if you can even move, because those new shoes are bound to feel really stiff until you've run around in them. So you end up losing by hobbling around and feeling like you're wearing cardboard. Well, to be honest, it's not actually all that bad. And like some of the other advice you've heard on Small Fish, while those adults at home are following school guidelines and getting name labels onto anything that doesn't move, practice wearing your uniform at home. Even do a getting ready rehearsal. Take some photos. Another good tip is to have everything out the night before so that that first morning is nice and calm. Here's Faye from Year 7 with her thoughts about wearing a new uniform.
First impressions last a long time, so make sure yours are good ones. For organisation, presentation and behaviour, this is your chance to make a fresh start.
She said it. Presentation. This is your chance to impress and have a new beginning. So make sure that you are looking good on day one. Everyone is wearing the same uniform for the first time, so they will feel wobbly too. And if you notice someone struggling, perhaps compliment them. The truth is that nobody really looks. You're so busy moving around, you don't really notice. And Finn actually enjoys all that moving around.
Everything has been better than primary school. You get to change lessons and rooms every hour, which is good for me, as I have ADHD. So I need a change of scenery and the chance to move around a bit. Try be yourself and people will like you. Don't try and be someone you're not just to fit in.
I like that, Finn. You will be on the move a lot and this will help you get into your uniform and make it personalised. It's your private space, so it's important it feels right. Get to grips with all those pockets, especially the one you're going to keep your locker key in. Just make sure you hang it up when you get home, after you've dived for the biscuit barrel, of course, and look after it like you would look after your new environment of your new school. Because uniform can show how you feel about yourself, and it's good to show a positive image. It may remind you to take care of what's around you too. So what does the Bible have to say about uniform? Well, the Romans did wear a uniform and Jesus was kind to them, but I don't think Jesus wore one. But the Bible does have a lot to say about the world which we occupy. To look after it. This includes one another because we're made in God's image. Then God said, let us make human beings in our image and likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. Being made in God's image means noticing his stamp upon everyone, however our uniform looks. It also means caring for creation and making sure that stays looking great. You never know, you might meet others who really care about the planet and are into recycling uniform for others to use after you. It's a great idea that cuts down waste. So I think that's what God wants us to know today. Uniforms are on the outside, but God's image is on everyone. And look out for others, especially if they are looking swamped or feeling awkward in that new uniform. So until next time, remember, your uniform will look just fine. And if you're a small fish, the person inside is most important. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share this podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.